In today's viewpoint, Tewi Lambi celebrates a man who has all it takes to deliver on the multiple and complex challenges facing the world. His viewpoint.
Philemon Yang's experience, expertise, and ability to deliver as the president of the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations has been recognized by those who matter at home and abroad. That the president of the republic did not only endorse his candidacy, but did all it takes to get the backing of the African Union for Philemon Yang to become the sole candidate for Africa says it all. As a true son of Cameroon, who is conscious of his country's most cherished ideals, founded on peace and unity, Philemon Yang will be bringing these along to the Concert of Nations. This has been clearly recognized by the senior leadership of the United Nations. And that is why the outgoing president of the 78th General Assembly, Denis Francis, has described Philemon Yang's steadfast leadership as characterized by a consistent commitment to dialogue, cooperation, and inclusivity, principles that are absolutely essential in guiding the United Nations General Assembly's work in a world confronting multiple and complex challenges. Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, while congratulating Mr. Yang, noted the challenges confronting the global community, where conflicts continue to rage as mistrust and division are pulling people apart. Against this backdrop, therefore, it is clear that the task ahead of the president-elect of the UN General Assembly is enormous, but he is up to it. And we may describe Philemon Yang's situation with an African adage which says, a tree has fallen on the way of someone with a sharp axe, the necessary energy and experience to cut it out. Those who know and have worked with him have testified to his shrewd diplomatic and leadership qualities. As usual, Cameroonians of bad faith, reflected by a certain press, instead of giving him the necessary congratulations and moral support as a compatriot, have, in a limping manner, been trying to situate his new position within the current socio-political context in the country, characterized by succession positioning. This is rather unfortunate because, while at the UN, through the voice of the Secretary General, who is looking forward to work with Yang Philemon, and whose leadership and wealth of experience representing his country as a diplomat and public servant have been acknowledged, anybody who sees anything other than this is simply a representative of those who never believe in the prophets of their land. They are simply detractors. And we can only join Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, in celebrating Philemon Yang as a proud African dedicated to the future of his country, continent, and the world.
Tewi Lambi, technical advisor.